This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Dukes and Bell. We're hanging out at Twin Peaks. We just heard an incredible story. Mike and I were reminiscing about how lucky we've been to not fall through a ceiling, as one of our good listeners was just showing us some pictures. Yeah. Look, it's that time of year, guys.
Home improvements. Yeah. In this case, our buddy works in the HVAC business. But, all of a sudden, if you're hanging out at that house, our boy Tinker fell through the roof, through the ceiling like the Kool-Aid man. Instead of a wall, he came through the ceiling. Oh, yeah.
Just lucky to not be injured anymore. Right. Hey, man, let's spend some time with our buddy B-Mac. And, again, his camp's coming up. We'll talk more about it here at the end to get some more information. B, I hope you're getting some real progress on that, because I'm excited about the camp that's going to happen here coming up over at Milton High School. But I want to ask you about Kyle Pitts. There's a report out that Mike and I were talking about where the Falcons are fielding calls, and apparently there are, you know, more than one team interested in seeing about his availability. Right. Would you trade Kyle Pitts if you're the Falcons, B-Mac?
Yes, I would. I would. And here's why. Clearly, the compensation has to make sense for the organization. But just entertaining the opportunity to trade Kyle Pitts, it makes all the sense in the world, because when you look at Kyle Pitts, outside of his rookie campaign, he hasn't really lived up to the billing, you know, because of injuries and not just being involved in the offense. Whatever reason you want to throw out, it just hasn't come to fruition like many thought it would be. But Carl, we talked about this last week. You know, if Kyle Pitts if 2025 is a resurgence of his career, if he has 800 yards receiving, 8 or 9 touchdowns, he's going to ask for a massive contract, a contract in a high level in terms of the tight end position. And you said last week that you wouldn't entertain paying him that. Right. So understanding that could potentially be a realistic opportunity for Kyle Pitts. If you're Atlanta and the compensation is definitely up to your liking and what you would get in trading Kyle Pitts, I really do believe you have to consider doing so.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd ever get what we wanted. And it's funny, as we've talked to you about him now so many years. And Brian, you know, is it the play calling? Is it the lack of effort? Is it, you know, 2 of his 4 years he had bums at quarterback? So, I mean, there's no, to me, cut and dry answer. But regardless, you're the 4th overall pick. You're supposed to be better than that at the end of the day.
Exactly. And when he was drafted where he was, the expectations were overly high. You know what I mean? Being a top 5 player at that position, people are anticipating you coming in having the Brock Bowers type of effect. Not just a 1-year type of situation, but being consistent in that Travis Kelce range, in that George Kittle range. Hey, look at what Sam LaPorta has been able to do for the Detroit Lions when he's been healthy. Wasn't drafted as high as Kyle Pitts, but those were the expectations for Kyle Pitts. And even after year 2 and year 3, people in Atlanta were still hoping for that type of production. And to your point, you haven't really lived up to the billing. Now, for Atlanta, they picked with the 5th-year option. of course, and because of that, he's still a part of the team. So I think the organization is still hoping they can get a glimpse of what he did his rookie campaign. But if there's other teams that's willing to give up the assets that you would like to receive in return, I don't think you say no to that. I actually think you need to consider that option.
Kyle Pitts, by the way, 13th in yards, 22nd in overall receptions.
Nah.
Yeah, I just, nah. But Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the other numbers that jump out at you when you start talking about Pitts. And I'll just give you an example because this is kind of our conversation. And when we talk about the Falcons today, OTAs have happened. They'll get back to, you know, OTAs next week and then mandatory minicamp. But when you start saying, okay, how open was he? And this is not coming from me. This is coming from, you know, reports that were out there during the season. When you start saying, okay, was he open? Because Mike and I discussed this, you know, B, and we say, is he open? 41 of 43 tight ends to get open per tracking data. So he was the 41st out of 43 tight ends at getting open? Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 41st?
That goes back to what Greg Olsen said on national TV about him.
So, like, stuff like that, you start to wonder, okay, well, what about the yak, yards after catch? He was 55th in the league. Like, those are things that you feel like you should be getting more production from Kyle Pitts.
Exactly, and those are, you know, a few of the reasons why I think you should entertain what other teams are offering, because his skill set should not warrant those numbers. Those numbers, no. I'm talking about a guy who came out running 4.4. I'm talking about a guy who dominated SEC. I'm talking about a guy who is a 6.5, 6.6 receiver that has the ability to create separation. But something has happened between year one and from what we saw last year in year four. And I said this last week. When you talk about the inconsistencies with Kirk Cousins a year ago, and even when Michael Penix jumped into the lineup at the end of the season, the inconsistencies at the quarterback position didn't hurt Drake London for having an outstanding career. I mean, outstanding season in 2024. The inconsistencies that some people want to hint to did not hurt Darnell Mooney for making plays. Heck, even Ray McCloud showed up. But there's something about Kyle Pitts that he seemed to be disengaged with the offense, you know what I mean? And outside of that touchdown against the Commanders, you know, he didn't really have any signature plays in 2024.
Yeah, we talked about the two touchdowns down in Tampa. That's arguably his best game as a pro. Our man BMAC, Brian McFadden, guys, two-time Super Bowl winners. We're live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Post-June 1st is when everybody starts to move, save some loot. Dolphins will save just under $6 million if they get Ramsey off the roster. Who's going to trade for Jalen Ramsey? I know we've asked you about this before with us. Is Jalen Ramsey still an elite corner in this league?
You know what? I wouldn't say elite, but I definitely would say he's still a really, really good corner. I think he's a good corner that could really improve the entire defense. The thing I love about Jalen Ramsey, we can talk about the coverage side of things, but he is a willing participant in tackling. This is a guy that loves the tackle, the ball carrier, and he boosts the morale and the energy of a secondary. I'm still confused about why Miami is trying to trade him. I mean, they lost Javon Holland to free agency. Now you're moving your best corner That doesn't make any sense. It's almost like the Miami Dolphins are forcing a rebuild, especially on the defensive side. But if I'm Atlanta, I entertain that. You know, if I'm the Rams, and clearly we're hearing, you know, some rumors being thrown out that the Rams are really entertaining trying to bring Jalen Ramsey back to L.A. And if you're Raheem Morris, you know exactly what type of player he is. Now, that salary is extremely hefty, you know, for this upcoming season because I think he signed an extension with Miami last summer. So clearly there's a lot of money that's commanded for him if you pick up Jalen Ramsey via trade. But, you know, if there's a way to kind of finagle some of the moves and money and maybe have Miami eat some of that contract, I mean, if you're Atlanta, no question, man. Now is the time, man. If you're Terry Fontenot, you can't continue to miss the playoffs in a below-average division. You can't. Like, New Orleans, rebuild. Carolina's still trying to figure things out. It's basically a one-team division in the NFC South, and it's Tampa. And Tampa has really outkicked their coverage when you look at how consistent and dominant they've been. So if you're Atlanta, if you're Terry Fontenot, you got to exercise every option that's available for you to improve your team to try to get to the playoffs. We kind of saw that aggressive mentality in the draft, you know, when they traded back in to get James Pierce. Keep that same mentality now in the offseason if there's a player that can actually help your team.
B, you played for the Steelers. Look, there are certain organizations, Packers, Steelers, Ravens, 49ers have done this, where there's a sense that, you know what, they know what they're doing, and it doesn't matter what players they end up getting or drafting. And then you think about, you know, organizations like Cincinnati. And I bring this up because Trey Hendrickson says he's dug in. They're not coming off of any money for him right now, and I don't think they're going to pay him. What was the impression when you were in the league of Cincinnati? Because I don't know. Were they good when you were playing those guys? I mean, they had some great players, but, you know, it was always like they never wanted to go the extra to really go all out and make the team what it should be.
To your point, Carl, Mike, yes, they had good players, but they weren't a winning organization. And the mindset for the Cincinnati Bengals when I got drafted in 2005 were they were overly cheap. They were bargain shoppers, but they were cheap bargain shoppers. I remember when I got drafted in 2005, guys, Cincinnati didn't even have an indoor facility. Mm. So when it was cold outside in November, December, January, they didn't have the option of going inside to get a good practice. They had to endure the conditions outside. Think about that. Think about being a northern organization for forever. And we're talking about 2005, 2006. You don't have an indoor facility? That tells you how cheap the organization has been. And yes, they've dispersed money over the last few years, but they still have that cheap mantra with them. Right. If you're Trey Hendrickson, you had 17 and a half sacks a year ago, which led the NFL. This year, your salary is $15 million. You had more sacks a year ago than what you're supposed to receive in salary. Why would anyone think you would come show up for the organization when your per year salary is $15 million? And don't forget this. In 2023, he had 17 sacks as well. So the last 2 years, this guy has reached 17 sacks, playing a part of a below average defense, being the only guy you really got a game plan for, and you still get the numbers. And he's begging for money. He was trying to get a contract a year ago. Him and Ja'Marr Chase, remember in the summertime. But he became the ultimate professional. He tapered those feelings. He came to the camp, had an outstanding year. Now he's doing the same thing. So to your point, Carl, no, they're not going to pay him what he's looking for. The only way this gets resolved, if Trey Hendrickson lowers his financial expectations, if he says, you know what, I don't want to get the market value for pass rushers, you can go ahead and give me X amount of dollars, I take it. Because they're not going to give him what the pass rusher market is right now.
Right. Hey, before we cut you loose, Meng, you did play with the Steelers. We just talked about Brian Schottenheimer. We played some audio earlier in the show, new coach of the Cowboys. Is Pickens going to be flying straight down in Dallas? And is this the offense going to be dynamic? Or is, you know, Dallas will be a great regular season team, just gack it in the playoffs again?
You know what, Mike? I really hope this is an eye-opening experience for George, where he can just be dialed in and focused, because he's an ultra talented player. You don't question that. You don't question his mentality. He's a baller, man. It's just some of the other antics made him expendable for Pittsburgh to move on for him. But if he's dialed in, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens will be a top three duo of wide receivers in the National Football League, and they won't be three. If he's dialed in, because you can say whatever you want to say about Dak Prescott and the playoff woes. When Dak has been healthy in the regular season, they've won ball games, and he's put up numbers. He's put up numbers. And a year ago with the Cowboys, there were a lot they were dealing with. Dak Prescott got injured. You know, Micah Parsons missed time. So many players on all three levels of the defensive side was missing with injuries. So it was a tough year. But if they can stay healthy and George Pickens is there, he's dialed in, man, that offense could be one of those offenses when you look at it at the end of the season, you're like, wow, that's one of the great offenses. Now, will that lead to a championship-like run? I'm not saying that. But I'm just talking about in terms of regular season matchups. And get this, guys, we don't have to really wait long to see exactly how this thing is going to look in Dallas. Thursday night, they got who? Philly. They got Philly. So we're going to get everything we want to see the first week of the season when Dallas travel to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Great stuff, B. As always, enjoy the weekend. Real quick before we go, tell the people how they can contact you about the camp that's going on in Milton with the DBs.
Yes, sir. Please hit me up, man. I've already been receiving some inquiries about the camp from last week. It's June 7th and 8th. We're planning on having a symposium on Friday to talk some about NIL opportunities, you know, trying to understand and know questions to ask these coaches in terms of prospects, you know, for the guardians and the loved ones that's overseeing and helping these prospects, you know, make the best decision for them in terms of universities to attend and, of course, NIL and how to set up certain financial portfolios. And then we're on the grass on Saturday. Hit me up on my social media, BMAC_sports talk. All sources the same handle. Hit me up if you want any information. And it's free for rising ninth graders to rising seniors. Anyone in this area who love the backpedal, who want to continue to excel and become a better corner, safety, nickel, whatever the case may be, we're going to have NFL pros, man, former NFL players, you know, constructing each session, each station, and trying to make sure you guys get the best that you need to be able to be at for your season, for your team this upcoming year.
Make sure you contact BMAC, guys. And again, we'll be out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. B, have a great weekend, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
You know, when I was a corner, they tried me a corner like one day at practice.
You could backpedal?
Yeah, we had a scrimmage against Levittown Division, and I got burned. And this guy was going by me. I just reached out and tripped him. And that was that's done. No more. It's
hey,
not
man.
For you.
Coming up, we got Yeah Man, No Man. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We are talking about this Kyle Pitts situation. We're going to get back into it. B-Mac says if he's the Falcons, he would trade him. He would look to trade him. Also coming up, man, the Dog Report, Greg Sankey, more feedback and certainly a fallout from what happened this week. And Mike Shams says it's going to be a crazy offseason in the NBA. Does that include our Hawks?
Are we
going
to be a part of the craziness?
You're crazy, man.
I like you.
We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.